If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, people, smokeworldpodcast.com. Today, I bring to you some of my conversations I had at the PCA. I got to sit down again real quick with Lee Marsh from Stolen Throne Cigars, who makes a great cigar, my favorite being the Crook of the Crown, but that's me being biased. All good. So, again, not going to beat you up here in the beginning. Just want to let you know that things are coming, people. Things are moving. Things are moving just lovely. Hope you've been staying cool, man, because the heat has been on. It's been hot. Been sweating. I don't think folks been smoking outside, but what do I know? I think you've been really looking for your lounges right now. This is when you're looking for that local lounge with the air condition to sit back and chill. Speaking of local lounges, big shout out to Prime Draw Cigars down in Baltimore. Sister of the Leaf Z, she's doing the thing. She's got a nice lounge. So if you're in the Baltimore area, go see her. The employees, mad love. They show mad love. Big shout out to them. Again, Sisters of the Leaf. Yo, listen, I'm just saying, folks, owners of the lounge, y'all can take some notes. That place was packed, and it's on a regular that folks are in there like that. So, hey, I'm just saying. Another thing on this conversation with Lee Marsh. Folks, we sit in the lounge and we have conversations. We have great ideas. But guess what? These ideas actually come to fruition. This is the difference between the guest on the podcast a lot of times. We have the exact same idea, which is brilliant. But you know what we do? We just conversate about it. We don't take actions. So all I'm saying is some of the best ideas and conversations take place in the lounge. The difference is, if you got a great idea, guess what? Tomorrow in Promise, bust a move. Act on it. You never know. You never know where that idea can take you. That's all I'm saying, folks. Okay? So sit back, grab your stick, a glass, whatever you're drinking. Maybe need some lemonade right now because it's still hot outside. Whatever you're drinking, don't fall out, okay? I need you to stay around. Enjoy. I see you on the other side. All right, finally, I catch the man, the legend, Lee Marsh, Stolen Throne Cigars. What's up, brother?
What's going on, brother? Good to see you, man. Always good to see you.
Thank you, sir. It's been a minute, but chased you down for a minute. I had a couple of the Navy SEAL guys look for you. They said they couldn't find you, so I knew you was really in hiding. But no, man, I just want to congratulate you, man. Like, you've been doing some things with Stolen Thrones. You made a mark in this business, but I'm a guy who loves a backstory. So this didn't happen overnight. You got a hell of a story. So let's kind of start there. How did this whole process begin?
Well, really, man, at a very fundamental level, it started with passion, right? This, you know JR for a while now, and you've interviewed him, and everything he said is true. It solely started from us loving premium cigars, and on the boutique side, the craftsmanship, and really pouring your heart, sweat, and tears into it. And we just thought that, you know, why couldn't we do it? You know, and that's a super ignorant thing to say. But realistically, I mean, it was just, that's how all good things start, you know? And I was asked multiple times here by guys that are aspiring, and they said, you know, what's the hardest part? Really, the hardest part is just committing and taking the risk, you know? But it's built out of passion, man, and we're building on it.
Yeah. All right, now that sounds real nice, Lee. That was real political, man. Stop the BS, bro. Forget that. There's more to it than that. That sounds good, but the reality is, you know, you like anybody else, a guy working a 9-to-5. I want to get into that.
You gave that real political. That was nice and political. That was great. You've been practicing. You had a lot of practice this weekend. So I'm teasing them. So let's get down to the meat and potatoes, brother. You and JR were working at a company, and you came to, well, you tell the story, brother. You tell the story.
Well, we met at work, you know, we bonded over cigars, man. Like the truest, most romantic thing at the heart of everything, we bonded over cigars, and we're just naturally both hustlers. And so when we committed to do it, when I told you, the biggest thing is taking the risk, you go all in. There's no such thing as being half pregnant. You either are or you ain't, right? So we went all in, and we've just been grinding our ass off, man. You know, it's been 3 years, and from a little punk company out of Newport News, Virginia, to now at the PCA blowing out the booth. I mean, you've seen it, man. We've been packed for the last 3 days. So it's a lot of hard work, man. But doing what we love and being honest about what we're doing and the way we're doing it, I think it's proving the concept.
Okay, Lee just again pulled the
what do you want
Mitch,
to say,
Mitch McConnell answer again. He didn't give you any insight on really how you and JR met. You said, okay, yeah, y'all had love for cigars. That sounds lovely. But I need the story, bro.
Yeah.
You know, story, you come to a company. Yeah. JR happens to be working there. You happen to smoke cigars. It kind of goes from there. Right. But it's a lot more than how you just made it real smooth, lovely. Like, yeah. But
it
I need
years, man. It was years in the working. I mean, so you're right. We met through work, and we bonded over two things, football and cigars. So we're both Ravens fans. I'm from Baltimore. He's always been a Ravens fan in Virginia. And it took years. We started going to cigar clubs. We started traveling a lot to hit different events, smoking everything we could because we were infatuated with boutique. Anything new, we wanted to try it. You don't realize you're learning when you're learning, right?
Right.
So you just start picking up things, noticing this, that, and the other. And then, you know, the real pinnacle, and this is what you want, the real pinnacle of what changed everything is the first trip we took to Nicaragua together. So we did a tour, we started seeing the process, and both of our eyes just lit up. Like,
I got to pause right there. So you guys are sitting around smoking cigars. At what point did you say, damn, you know what? We should make our own damn cigar, bro. How did you get to that point? You in Nicaragua already. You kind of advanced the story. This ain't Netflix.
That's how it happened. I mean, we said we're giving you the 6-episode limited edition.
Yeah, right. You get the trailer clip.
But as we're traveling around and going to different events, we both travel for work. But really, that first Nicaragua trip.
What was that? It's like a group trip?
Yeah, well, a group trip through a retailer, one of our home shop in Baltimore, Dan Sawali. He took us down. We did the Perdomo tour.
Okay.
And we saw everything. And literally, man, that's when it started. We're like, we could do this. We could make our own cigar.
Then
as you're building, like as we're starting this process, so a lot of that, like a big 3 to 4 year process of that was learning.
Okay.
We're not even talking about cigars at this point, right?
Right.
We're just like, how does it work? How do we source tobacco? How does the factory work? Who do we want to work with? How does it operate? Like, what are the costs? Like, what are obstacles? Like, how does this all work? And so we did that for years. Like, so everyone, and I always say, like, everyone looks at, like, the quote-unquote overnight success. But it really wasn't, man. Like, I see it from a 10,000-foot view. Yeah, that is true. But realistically, we put years into this. We were traveling around, learning, talking to people, learning ins and outs for 5-plus years. And then we added time on that because JR and I are both from legal compliance backgrounds, figuring out the FDA. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? What's it going to look like? And then really at the heart of that is when we said we did all this, we still want to do it. Yeah, that little bit of a fighter spirit too. All that bullshit, we're still going to do it. So then it became the little things that we started noticing, like this company's doing this, but why are they doing that? They should do this instead, or you know those kind of things. And it was stuff that was constantly building, you know, the same hit points, like why do we buy a cigar that we have to wait 3 months to smoke? Why do we have to do this? Like, and it was those things. Like, and then it was, okay, well now we need to find someone that's going to let us build our cigar the way we want to do it, because if we blow this thing up and it doesn't work out, it's our fault. That's what we want. We can take that.
Right.
What we don't want is excuses when it's all said and done. And so that's when we started talking to a couple factories, and we met Noel. So we were familiar with Noel from stuff he had done for like Ezra and some other folks, and his original lines, Sabore SLE and Guayacan. And it was actually Island Jim Robinson from Leaf and Bean, Leaf by Oscar, that's like, you guys need to work together. It's perfect. We had one phone call. And we just talked for about an hour and a half, him, me, and JR. And we just told him straight up and said, man, we're interested. We caught him at right at the up point where he's ready to do this, ready to start Rojas brand. And we said, the one thing, man, I said, I don't want you making my cigars. Like, we're going to make them. We're going to blend them. We're going to select the tobacco. And then you'll oversee production. And he said, if you're cool with that, we're in. 100%. We're full in. If you're not, no worries. I appreciate your time. And he said, no problem, man. Nice. The next week, we were on a flight down to see him in Texas. And then after that, we went to Nicaragua. We blended the crook in the garage of his first rental property.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so now, speaking of that particular cigar, which is my favorite cigar, whose palate were we kind of working off of? Because between you and JR, are you guys pretty much similar as far as what you guys like to smoke? Was that particular scenario, or how did that come about to say, well, no, I like this better? You know, I don't smoke that. Maybe JR says, I smoke Connecticut. You smoke Maduro. So
we're pretty close. I mean, we do have different palates like everyone does, right? And it's kind of a balance. Like, and we utilize and source all the guys, like Josh and Phil. And so when we're blending, like, so I oversee all the blending. So I do the blending of cigars, but JR's right with me, right, giving me feedback, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And our process is pretty different. We work on a blend for, we have a blend for about a year, year and a half before we ever release it.
Okay.
And it might never come to fruition. And what we do in that process, once we are okay with a blend, we roll a shit ton of them, maybe 500,000 cigars. And then we smoke them collectively, the group. We just smoke them a couple of days here and there. We'll take a break, come back to them, constantly see where it is, what we think about it. And then we move forward. So everyone you see here, man, they're testers. They're all part of the process. So just because you hear that I'm the blender, It takes a team.
All right, well, cool. I like that idea because you definitely got some cats here. We're not gonna go there yet. Just not yet. So let's talk about the blends that you have. You have three lines. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So let's talk about the three lines. Let's start with my favorite, the Crook of the Crown.
Yeah.
Let's start. I mean, that's my favorite out of the lines. But
so the Crook of the Crown, man, that's the one that put us on the map, right? That's the one that started it all. That's our baby. That was our inauguration. And truly, it was like fate, like serendipity. That blend came together super quick. And from there, it just took off. And then we always knew, like, my biggest fear was we never want to be predictable. We never wanted a cigar to taste like this cigar or taste like that cigar. And so the Call to Arms was a perfect fit for the second, our Ecuadorian Sumatra, because it's so different.
Right.
Still hits the body and profile that we want, but the flavors are completely different. Smoke's completely different. And then the Three Kingdoms came after that. You know that was my passion project, right? So I'm a Habano guy. And as you know, it took 3 years to put a Habano out. I worked on that cigar for 3.5 years.
Did a good job, bro.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate
it. Did a good
job. I'm smoking one right now. So it is a process, and, you know, no cutting corners. This is, you know, we were lucky enough to get so much support and garner behind the brand that we realized and we understood we had one chance to enter the market. So once we established that brand recognition and brand reputation, we couldn't back down.
Gotcha.
So we just have to keep going and kept going. So every brand from that point took longer and longer because we wanted to make sure that it was a fit. Like, prime example, Call to Arms, that blend was actually ready when the Crook when launched. Yeah.
Was there any decision? Was it the same time scenario? Was it like, no, we, so we do first?
It was just some. No, the Crook was definitely going to be first.
Okay.
And then with the Call, we had it done, but we were just playing with it still.
Okay.
So it was rolled, and then we didn't bring that out to almost a complete year later.
Yeah.
So it came out in 2020 in July, and then the Three Kingdoms we had been messing around the whole time.
Okay.
So we are always blending and always have projects. Like I said, some of them never come to fruition. There's blends that, you know, if you've been at an event recently, we give away stuff that we're working on because...
And you say that would never come... Well, I won't say never.
They're never. I mean, we're always tweaking. I've started over. We'll go back to it. We'll revisit it. And sometimes timing is everything, right?
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an always process. Like, we're not one of those folks that we fly to Nicaragua, make a cigar in 2 weeks, and we'll have it in 3 months. Like, that's not our game, man.
Right.
But like I said, you guys, like I said, in a short amount of time have made a mark in the cigar business. So I'm going to congratulate you on that. Speaking of that, I'm going to segue a little bit on something that's happening on TV. It's a show that's a popular show. I think the name is called Yellowstone, which is one of the number one shows. Now, how does Stolen Throne have to do with Yellowstone?
So we make all the cigars for the Yellowstone production. So you'll see Crooks and Calls on the set in 1883. and future productions. There'll be some special works that I can't talk about yet, but there's some stuff we're working on for Taylor and those good folks over there. And honestly, man, I'm being dead serious. That was all luck. That was all luck, so how that worked out. So we have a shop in Weatherford, Texas called AME Cigars. We love those folks. Kenny and Connie, they're like family to us. And Taylor Sheridan lives in Weatherford. The Bosque Ranch is right down the road. So his producers on the show while they're making Yellowstone had always smoked our stuff ever since they got there. And so one time, one of the prop directors had come in. They were getting ready to start production on 1883. Saw the Crook and Call, loved the packaging, loved the branding, and they just asked, do you want to be a part of the show? And I was like, well, I don't know. Of course we want to be a part of the show. And honestly, and just like that, that's how it happened, man. Right place, right time. You know what they say, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah, I like that, brother. That sounds like a Texas saying, though. But look, man, I'm not going to hold you up, brother, so what's going on for the future? What are we looking at? Do you have anything in the makings?
Yeah, so, you know, COVID really jammed us up in terms of production like it did everybody else. You know, our biggest thing during the pandemic was to keep production rolling on our core lines. So we're getting the limited editions off our table. So we have the Phantom Queen here this weekend for the show. We'll be launching that in September. That's our first 10-count limited edition box. That's a beautiful cigar.
I'm sorry, people. What was the name of the cigar? I don't know nothing about the cigar. What's the name of the cigar that you got going on here?
It's called the Phantom Queen. We'll give you a shot. We'll give you a
little okay, I knew nothing about this, people.
JR's limited edition Connecticut that we worked on. It's a full-bodied Connecticut, unlike any Connecticut you've ever smoked before. Full-bodied, right in line of what we do, full of flavor. That'll come out in September. And we got some other things working that probably won't make it out this year. But, again, we're going to try to continue to pump out those limited editions and get caught back up.
All right, so, folks, now you're listening to this young man. You're saying, damn, how can I be like that? How can I get this cigar? What do they need to do? Can they go online? Are you on social media? Talk to folks. How can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Our official online retailer is CigarFederation.com. You can also reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, friend JR and I and all the boys. We'll gladly do whatever we need to get you in the right contact. We got retailers all over the country, and then we added plenty more this time. So, yeah, just check us out. Shoot us a message. We'll hook you up.
All right. Is there anything that I didn't ask maybe you want the folks to know?
Stone's the man.
God gonna bless you. All right, folks. But there you go. Appreciate you, Brother Lee. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, that was Brother Lee. But now I'm actually at the show, and I got to let you know, folks, Brother Lee has some big swollen cats. I think they security. They saying they're his bulls. I'm not knocking that. They said that's what that is. That's what it is. But I had to talk to these brothers. They were some cool dudes. So I have a quick conversation with them, just pretty much an intro, get their names, their background. So I had to get a shout out to them brothers. They working out. You know what I'm saying? You want them on your team. So this is what this is.
Folks, I'm sitting here with the brothers. Literally the brothers of Stolen Throne Cigars. They're a little swolled up. You know, their shirt's a little extra medium, but it's all good. They're looking good. What's up, brother? Tell them the folks who you are and what you got going on with Stolen Throne.
Jordan Williams from Newport News, Virginia. And I'm working with Stolen Throne at this PCA show, trying to help promote the brand because the owner, Lee Marsh, is a great friend of mine, and he asked me to come out and give him a hand, and I'm here.
What's up, man? Now, I see you've been drinking milk and working out and stuff like that, brother. So how long you been working out, man? You mean, I'm going to have to take a picture so folks can see what I'm talking about. I mean, you look like you're more security. You fit that profile like you're scaring the people. But I'm going to let you go ahead and break that down to them.
A couple years. Yeah, not long. The secret is to get a shirt one size too small.
Oh, okay.
And do about 20 push-ups before you come out. You're good to go.
Okay. Sound good, man. I ain't going to lie to you, but a couple years? What's a couple years, bro? That's more than a couple years over there.
About eight years to ten.
Okay. All right, what's up, brother? Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. J-Rock's in the building. Brother, give him your name, because you ain't J-Rock. I'm calling you J-Rock, bro, but give him your name. Let him know what you're doing for Stolen Throne.
How y'all doing? My name is Jimmy from Newport News, Virginia. Here with my friend, brother, Lee, with Stolen Throne Cigar. As Jordan said, you know, we're good friends, and we truly love the Stolen Throne Cigar brand. And true friends get down in the trenches with you when it need be, not just celebrating when you get there and achieve that certain level of success. So we are here to definitely help our friend in the trenches, willing to make it happen, because that's what we do as true friends.
Now, what's going on behind you? It's this guy, you know, just some guy winding around here on the floor, harassing us as we try to communicate here. He's, you know, I mean, grabbing his balls and, you know, I mean, dropping his pants. So he's making faces. My other boy, he done ran off. He got a muffin in his mouth. He done ran off on the set that quick. We're going to see if I can grab him, but I'm spitting on my phone too much. Spitting this muffin. Hey, the muffin man. Okay. Ew, man. Don't spit no food on the phone, man. I mean, take a couple swallows. Give him some juice. Yo. All right. So give him your name. Let him know what's going on, what you got, what you're doing for Stone Throne.
Hey, I'm Curtis Johnson. I'm out of Newport News, Virginia. And I'm Stone Throne. I'm here with the Stone Thrones guys because the owner is one of my best friends. So I'm here to support him, and I'm kind of like a wrangler to help him, you know, keep everything organized and help the setup and help the event go well.
Nice, brother. Appreciate it. J Rock, number two. Josh, you was hiding out, brother.
How you doing, Kev?
What's up, man?
Another good day in PCA.
Speaking of the PCA, brother, now, is this your first, second, third? How many times have you been to the PCA?
This is our first time at PCA. It's been a great learning experience. Mm. We talked to a lot of good people, opened up a bunch of new accounts. It's a great time. We're having a blast.
See, that's the thing. This is my first time, too. So, yeah. You know, I'm trying to share this experience with the listeners. So how would you describe it? Because, again, it's almost, not say, well, you're a worker, so you have a company. For me, I'm able to get a little bit more around and talk to folks, shake hands. Trick-or-treat, like Halloween trick-or-treat, but somewhat it is.
Yeah.
Somewhat it is. What would you tell people about your PCA experience so far?
You know, so for us, it's not the trick-or-treating to go around and see everybody. But at the same time, we meet a lot of incredible shop owners. You know, we like to build partnerships. You know, so we meet all these great people from all over the country. You know, we talk about our product. We talk about their shops and their customers and their needs. And, it, you know, it's all about building partnerships for us. And, you know, we met a lot of great people this week. And I love it. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me, man.
Well, folks, I want to thank you for taking your time to listen to the podcast, because at the end of the day, none of this can be possible without the listener. So listen, I appreciate you listening, showing your love. I'm trying to get around the country. I'm trying to get around the globe to actually shake hands and say, hey, have a cigar with you, have a drink. I truly do appreciate the support. Well, folks, that is it. I know. Sorry. That's it. That is it. So check it out. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, boom, 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 boom. The website, smokeworldpodcast.com is the website, folks. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. You know, do all that. What's on the other side? Uncle, aunt, niece, nephew, cousin, whoever it may be. Share the podcast. If you're enjoying it, share the podcast. Folks, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Stay cool. It's hot out there. It's hot. Put some powder on your balls. Women, powder in the chest. You know how you used to do it. Holler at your boy. Peace.